Toronto, Taylor Swift took her time bringing the Eras Tour to Canada, but after her first night in Toronto, it's clear that for the Swifties all is forgiven. Dressed in sequins, cowboy hats and outlandish outfits that made obscure references to the pop star's lyrics, Swift's fans piled into the Rogers Centre on Thursday to see their wildest dreams come true. And Swift reciprocated their affection with a tireless performance that offered a generous serving of affection from the start. "Oh Toronto, we are so back," she exclaimed in the first of many pauses she took throughout the night to bask in the overwhelming screams of the nearly 49,000 fans inside the venue. Even Swift appeared stunned by Toronto's enthusiasm, which has been building to a fever pitch in recent weeks with officials changing transit routes, deploying security and eagerly promoting the concerts and parallel events as a highlight for tourists. "You guys have turned this into something that feels more than just a concert," Swift said. "The way the city of Toronto has embraced us and welcomed us, we notice all of that, and it's heartening. It feels so good and it feels so different than any other experience I've had before." The singer opened with "Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince" and "Cruel Summer" off her 2019 album, Lover. It was the first of the evening's 10 mini-sets which represented the eras of her 11 studio albums. Over roughly 3 hours, Swift performed almost non-stop in front of a massive digital screen that projected her image into the rafters. A stunning array of pyrotechnics and lights punctuated her performance while audience members were given LED wristbands that lit up in a sea of colors to represent each era. Swift mixed up big hits, Bad Blood, Cardigan, and Blank Space, with deeper cuts, including surprise songs, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, and False God. Her first night in Toronto marks the beginning of the end for the ambitious Eras Tour, which kicked off in March 2023 and touched down in 5 continents with nearly 150 performances. She'll play 2 weekends, a total of 6 dates, at the Rogers Centre ending on November 23. The Eras Tour then heads to Vancouver for a final 3 shows at BC Place from December 6 to 8. On the first night, Swift ensured the proceedings carried an unmistakable Canadian flair. Early in the evening, Swift's dancer Cameron Saunders hopped on the microphone for his moment in "We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together." Saunders has recently become a favorite of Swifties for replacing Swift's "Like Ever" line in the song with an improvised dismissal that caters to each country's native tongue. In Toronto, he went with a fake Canadian accent. "Sorry about it," he proclaimed with a smirk. Later, while leaping into the folklore era, Swift suggested that her Sweater Weather album might best be suited for the North. "Doesn't it seem like the entire folklore era belongs in Canada?" she asked to a roar from the audience. "The kind of place I imagined in my mind, where folklore took place, is very natural, wilderness, beautiful, forests that have been since the beginning of time. And this kind of feels like we're returning the folklore era to where it belongs anyway." Canadian fans have waited more than a year for Swift to come to town. Jennifer Fetters said her young daughter Abigail has been crossing off the days on a calendar waiting for the moment she would finally see Swift in the flesh. "She told me in the line that I needed to pinch her because she felt she was in a dream," the mom said. "We're so thankful we're here," she added. "This is even more exciting than Disney World." Tickets for the Toronto dates of the Eras Tour went on sale in August 2023 and sparked a frenzy as hopeful buyers vied for pre-sale codes and jostled for spots in virtual lineups on the Ticketmaster website. Many left empty-handed as demand far outweighed supply as all 6 dates at the Rogers Centre quickly sold out. That didn't stop superfans from coming to downtown Toronto for Swiftmania Central. Even those without tickets gathered to sing songs, make friendship bracelets and compliment each other's carefully crafted outfits. Near the end of the show, Swift took one final moment to digest her Canadian-made reception, as the crowd began chanting, "Taylor. Taylor. Taylor." "This is why everyone loves Canadians," she said, holding her arms out to the crowd. Later she added, "You've welcomed us flawlessly to Toronto." This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 14, 2024. David Friend, The Canadian Press.